Face Greensboro Chapel Hill Road and look to the left, past the current meeting house, to the spring house by the road. The wagon road Fanning's Army used crossed the modern road diagonally on the far side of the clearing past the spring house. Standing here is the original meeting house, a log building built by 1756. At around 9 in the morning, the rear of Fanning's Army of Loyalists has reached this section of the road with the prisoners.
These are part-time militia soldiers in all manner of outfits, not uniforms.
They are on or leading horses, likely going slow because of the prisoners. Fanning halts the column and rides forward, having received word no scouts were sent ahead of the army. The governor and his party are moved under guard to the south side of the meeting house here. For at least 15 minutes, everyone waits. Then shots ring out to the southwest, past the modern sanctuary. The more experienced soldiers can tell they are nearly a mile away. The prisoners jump up in excitement, and the guards order them to sit down. Most of Butler's Patriot or Whig Army appears on foot at the top of the hill directly south, across Greensboro Chapel Hill Road. The captain of the Tory guards orders them to crowd the prisoners into the meeting house. Tories dismount and rush from the road across the bottom of the hill you're on and form lines. Some of the guards join them after the prisoners are closed away. Butler's line attacks toward you. Intense volleying breaks out from here down to the right, past the home of Thomas Lindley somewhere nearby. You hear Tory Colonel Archibald McDougall threaten to kill the prisoners. It is possible he yells or messengers this to Butler. Regardless, the Whigs eventually withdraw over the hill. Fanning comes back and confers with McDougall, who takes off down the road toward the front of the column. More sounds of distant fighting arrive, and then McDougall returns for orders. After he goes back, Fanning orders his men to follow the Patriots, and the Tories eventually attack them. Hit pause while you walk to the monument with rocks embedded in it, behind and to the far left of the large tree in the center of the cemetery. One casualty was the elderly Thomas Lindley, who probably died from the stress of the battle raging by his home. Its exact location is unknown. The memorial bears the date, one day after the battle. He and his wife are buried somewhere in the cemetery.
A family genealogy says Lindley's fought on both sides in the battle, and wounded from each were treated in the home.
Walk to the far right corner, the one nearest the current meeting house, and look for the marker that says, "In memory of the Whig and Tory soldiers." As the marker says, some casualties of the battle were buried here.
Then follow the next set of instructions on the page down to the next audio clip.